This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 5th. God's word for you today is bright future. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 84, verse 7, and it says, "They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion." Over the next few days, we will be focusing on the future, words to live by as it pertains to the future. The truth is that the rest of your life is in the future. Your life that is remaining is not in your past. So do not let your past determine and affect your future. Your past is past. Your future is ahead of you. And the rest of your life is where it is in your future. Therefore, let the past go. If you look at the news and listen to what is happening on social media or mainstream media, you cannot help but wonder about what the future holds. That is what happens if your source of information about the future is in the media, the world, and your friends. I'm here to declare to you that the future is bright. The future is awesome. The future is amazing. Therefore, I encourage you to wrap your mind around these words to live by about the future and see all that God has for you. If you understand that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, holds your future, then you know that the future is bright. The question is, what do we know about the future? For starters, we will look at three things about the future, and then we will press into the deeper things. What do you know about the future? The first thing is, God knows everything that will happen. God knows everything that will happen in the future. If you are on God's side, you have nothing to fear because God knows everything and He is in control of everything. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before His eyes." God is timeless. God is not linear. God can be in the past, in the present, and in the future, all at the same time. Psalm 139 verse 16 says, "The days allotted to me have all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began." Where are the days allotted to you recorded? Your life is not an accident. There is nothing happening to you that is catching God by surprise. The second thing is, God's plan for your future is good. Your future is bright. Say amen in agreement with the statement that your future is bright. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." The truth is, God has thought more about your future than you have. Even before we were born, He was thinking about your future and is already in the future. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.